I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 16th. The Dayton-based nonprofit Homeful will fill a gap in emergency housing in Springfield. This comes after Sheltered Inc. filed for bankruptcy and shut down in May. It was the city's sole provider for homeless shelters. WYSO's Shea Frank has more on Homeful's new emergency homeless shelter at the former fire station number 5 on Commerce Road.
Homeful's emergency shelter began operations on May 22nd, with limited services only for individuals and families who were served through Sheltered Inc. for the first 30 days. This new shelter is paid for through multiple sources. The city provided over $853,000 for the year, and Clark County Commissioners provided just under $400,000 in temporary assistance for needy families' funds. That's according to Logan Cobbs. She serves as Director of Community Development for Springfield.
And obviously those funds will help ensure that people experiencing housing instability have access not only to a safe place to stay, but also the resources and support needed to move forward toward long-term stability.
Cobbs says Homeful will expand services to the entire community once hiring and training has been completed. Homeful didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. For WYSO News, I'm Shea Frank.
Families can now access free summer meals across Ohio through the Sun Meals program. The Ohio Department of Education and Workforces program is open to children ages 1 through 18 with no income requirements or pre-registration. Nearly 70 sites will support free lunches and breakfasts throughout the summer, with more locations expected over time. Montgomery County is encouraging parents to take advantage of the free meals at multiple locations, including the Dayton Metro Library's West Branch. It'll host a lunch from noon to 1 every weekday through July 31st. Dunbar High School will offer breakfast from 8 to 9 a.m. and lunch from 11:30 until 12:30 every weekday through the end of July. Additional distributions will take place at the Triangle View and Eagle Ridge Apartments. A full list of dates and locations is available on the Montgomery County Food Equity Coalition's website. The Ohio House has passed a bill that would change the law regarding deadly crimes to remove certain statutes of limitations in murder and other death investigations. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports.
In 2011, 21-year-old Caitlin Markham disappeared from her Fairfield home. Years later, her remains were discovered in an Indiana dump site. But Republican Representative Jennifer Gross says the man convicted of her death wasn't prosecuted fully because of Ohio's law on moving human remains.
Prosecutors could only secure a plea deal because the statute of limitations on moving human remains had expired in Ohio.
Democratic Representative Chris Glassburn says he was grateful for an amendment that was added,
which is critical to ensuring that Ohioans experiencing the tragedy of a miscarriage or stillbirth are not criminalized.
The bill overwhelmingly passed the House and now heads to the Senate. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The Coretta Scott King Center for Cultural and Intellectual Freedom will host a screening of the documentary called Chosen, a Love Letter to Black Trans Community. It'll be on June 19th at 5 p.m. at the Little Art Theater. The event is part of Yellow Springs' Juneteenth and Pride celebrations and will include a discussion featuring Black trans community members and advocates. Organizers say the film explores community, wellness, joy, and belonging through the lens of the Black trans family reunion in New Orleans. Proceeds will support the Coretta Scott King Center's educational and social justice programming. Tickets and additional information are available through the Little Art Theater's website. Dayton Metro Library will host a screening of the documentary called Major on June 18th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Dayton Metro Library's main library. That's downtown Dayton. The film tells the story of transgender activist Miss Major Griffin Gracie. Following the screening, local transgender advocates will participate in a moderated discussion led by WYSO's Lee Wade, host of Translucent. The event is presented in partnership with WYSO and is part of the library's Rainbow Reels series. More information is available at Dayton Metro Library. Nice day today with a high temperature near 80 with fair skies, but we will have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. Some of the rain and thunderstorm activity could be on the strong side, but we do have a better chance of some severe weather Wednesday night into early Thursday. At least the ingredients will be there. That doesn't mean the severe weather will happen, but the possibility of severe weather will be with us Wednesday night into Thursday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Mike Fraser.